Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
To the end zone, drives his way in. Virginia Tech has won it in six overtimes.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joined as always, the Encyclopedia of college football, that is. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well, Carver. And even though my pick was wrong with Army last night, look fantastic on the screen, number one. We got a great bowl game right down to the wire, number two. And now I'm amped up for some of these games, you know, taking place straight through, obviously, New Year's Eve. I can't wait. I can't wait now. Don't knock me off my perch, because I'm very excited. That game got me pumped up, and now let's get it on. Let's talk some college football, brother.
Yeah, let's do that, Joe. We have a lot to do today. We will make some picks for Friday night's game. We have two games coming up later today. We gave you some picks yesterday. Interesting thing about the Army game last night where, it was an interesting game. There was some fun to it. I thought that Missouri kicked too many field goals in the first half, which, of course, bothered me having the over, Joe. I was looking for touchdowns, not field goals. But Missouri, you know, kind of had a chance to go up big in that game and didn't. Let Army hang around. And then Army pulls ahead. And eventually, we had a really fun finish. And, man, how does a kid miss the wide-open guy in the end zone for the two-point conversion, Joe? Like, Cook played great. I thought Cook played great for Missouri. I don't know what Drinkwitz is doing hiding that kid all year. But he played really well. He was efficient. Didn't do anything crazy. It was high percentage throws he was making, but he was completing all of them, and they were moving the chains. Got him down the field to take the lead at the end. Missed the 2-point conversion. You knew right there Army would go down and get the field goal and win it. But I got to tell you, Army, I thought they needed to get a little closer, Joe. That was a nice kick by that kid. I thought that was a little far out. They had more time. They were wasting time, but the kid put it through. Good for him.
Great, great win. And you're right. The one uncertainty in bowl season or any college football wagering type of aspect, you sort of get that burn in your belly when you see a MAC kicker or an Armed Forces kicker try to nail a game winner. It's like, oh, God, no. It's like, really, it could be an 18-yard field goal. It doesn't matter. These kids have shanked it, left, shanked it. It's like, do they practice there? Do they have the little tee where they can put the football up, or are they doing push-ups at the end of the day? It doesn't matter. I mean, the kid, you know, that's the thing. You know, could you, all right, you did 4,600 push-ups today. Can you kick the football through the uprights now? You labeled the kicker. You know, he's at a buck 35. That's the best, too. Armed Forces kickers are like, you know, they're not like, remember Joey Julius from Penn State a few years ago? Remember Joey Julius?
Remember that?
Oh man, I tell you, he really pissed me off one year. I was like, can we get a bounty on Joey Julius?
Man, but look, I thought it was an entertaining game, right down to the end between Army and Missouri. Missouri was missing a bunch of guys. Didn't matter. They played pretty well. Give some credit to them, and they were the right side. You know, I can't be annoyed at not hitting the over, Joe, because I didn't deserve it. I mean, there was just there was too many field goals, too many missed opportunities by Army, who drove a few times and didn't get points. I could have backdoored it if they made that two and they went to overtime at 24-24. You know, it would have been nice, but hey, it is what it is. Missouri was the right side. And me and you discussed yesterday, even though you had picked Army the day before, we thought if it got to seven, would have been a nice spot to get Missouri.
7.5 it got up
to. Well, I did. I know. And me and you texted probably about an hour before the game, somewhere near there, and said, all right, let's do it. We'll take Missouri. And sometimes it is what it is. You got to wait until you get real close to kickoff to make a decision. And it doesn't matter when you got the Army line, Joe. Guess what? You lost. Whether you got it 3 2 weeks ago, 6 2 days ago, or 7 yesterday, you lost no matter what with Army, matter when you got it.
And we got to give a shout-out, even though they lost. That front seven of Missouri's played very well, held Army to 211. That was basically 78 yards less than their season average. I mean, this was a defense that was in disarray, right? And that was a gutty effort. The extra weeks of preparation really benefited the defense in that matchup. So hats off to them and Elia Drinkowitz. That was a quality effort that they put in yesterday. And the helmets with the American flag, loved it.
Yes, those were nice. Nice little touch for the Armed Forces game, for the Armed Forces Bowl, Joe. That was a nice job by Missouri doing that. So Army gets themselves a win. They're undefeated in that bowl game now, Joe. We got to remember to keep that in the cupboard. For next year, when they get to the Armed Forces Bowl. We got to remember, Army undefeated Armed Forces Bowl. They never lose in that game.
No, but they played San Diego State a couple of years ago in a thriller as well.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did. 24-22, we move on. We're going to have two games later today. We have some player props up for those. We gave you some picks yesterday. I am excited for the UCF-Florida game tonight, Joe. I think it's going to be a fun game. Fun game with a fun crowd, because it's rare you get one of these early bowl games where there's going to be 70,000 people at the game. That's a very, very rare thing, and you're going to have that tonight with the Gators and the Black Knights. All right, we keep moving on here. College football, full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Keep rolling. Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. So, we had the news yesterday, Joe, about the Gator Bowl and Jimbo, you know, basically shutting it down. We don't got enough guys. We're finished. See you later. So the NCAA Football Oversight Committee decided today that they will follow policy in regard to allowing 5-7 teams based on APR to replace them in that game, and if anybody else.
needs to be replaced going forward, which, as I told you yesterday and you didn't want to hear, is a very good possibility, Joe, whether we like it or not. So they would they want to do that instead of a bowl-eligible team that's already played in a game. Now, we had a lot of teams lining up, Joe, after we got off the air yesterday. We saw the Marshall coach tweet that he wanted another game. I heard today that Coastal and Northern Illinois, Coastal didn't want to do it, I should say. Northern Illinois wanted another crack at it after losing to Coastal. So there was a few teams that were willing to play, even though they already had a bowl game. So going by the APR, Joe, that means that Greg Schiano and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights would be the top 5-7 team to get a crack at this bowl game. Illinois right behind them, who actually beat a couple of, had a couple of huge wins this year. I mean, Illinois, when you think about the win over Penn State, win over Wisconsin. So I'm kind of surprised. I guess they beat them heads up, right? And Rutgers beat Illinois. That's probably what pushed them ahead in the metrics that they use under these things. But this is how it's going to go, Joe. They also said in this little press release today that bowl games can be moved up until January 10th. So they can delay games if need be. So let's say they call Rutgers today and Rutgers says, you know what, we want to do this, but December 31st Gator Bowl, that's exactly 7 days from now. I got to get all my kids together. Can we have one or two practices? You know, that's because remember, Joe, about doing this, all these kids have gone home. All these kids on these 5-7 teams, they're not at school right now. School's out. So they're at their families. They're all over the country. It seems logistically, Joe, like this is something that's going to take some time to put together.
All right, let's not lose sleep about it. It's a football
game. Oh, jeez.
At the end of the day, I mean, come on. I mean,
you want the game, don't you?
I want the game. I do, too. Now, APR is academic progress rate.
Right.
Who would have thought that would have came into the mix?
Right, I guess that's what it is.
Down,
so that really wouldn't have anything to do with Rutgers beating Illinois.
It does. Like, they want to benefit the team that's highest in the classroom, and that's keep chopping Greg Schiano. Right? Now, there's a number of different reporters in the state of New Jersey coming out, this is wrong. It's wrong.
Wow.
How dare they play a football game?
Yes, there's a lot. You're gonna get a lot of that.
Grow up. All right, can we grow up already? We're making it sound like their star players moved on, and they're we're talking about 18 to 22 year old kids. Okay, that's number one. They're highly adaptable. Number two, they go to college to enjoy themselves and obviously get an education. They're doing that. They obviously had the highest success rate in the classroom, and now they get rewarded with a bowl game that most likely ESPN or the bowl is going to pay for them to go out there and get in Jacksonville. Right? I mean, come on. Give it a break already. They're playing football, man.
Well, look, Joe, I mean, you know there's going to be opposition to everything.
Anything that happens,
there's always going to be somebody who says this is no good, because then you're going to say, well, you're going to take all these kids home, and then you're going to take them from their homes, and what if they all start testing positive, they bring COVID from their homes?
I know
how this goes, Joe. I mean, it's just a circle. It goes round and round.
I understand that.
We want to see the games, obviously. You know, we look, 43 bowl games, people say, that's too much. Well, I guess it's not too much if we're all looking for more action here. We don't want a game to get taken off the board.
No.
That's for sure. I know you're still very upset at Jimbo for yesterday, for what he did.
It's not what he did. Let's be honest. It's not
kids,
Jimbo.
He doesn't have enough kids.
No, it's not that. It's he doesn't want the tarnish. He doesn't, you know, because, again, if you're a head coach, Greg Schiano wants this bowl game because it gives them players to get involved in game environments, younger players. They could get a jump on 2022. He could get to see how kids responding game elements, the younger players. That's very beneficial to a program, you know. And you know that we know a lot of coaches. We talk to them all the time. They relish this type of atmosphere, because you want to see how these kids respond when it's on the line. And that's the biggest thing. Jimbo has the same opportunity. It's just that Jimbo has a certain, I want to say, criteria for Jimbo Fisher. I'm making $9.5 million. With that smile and that smirk that he's always smirking, Jimbo.
He
that's the problem.
Smirking. Gosh darn it. He's always smirking, Joe. Gosh darn
it. Well, golly! Golly!
Golly!
Golly!
The other, I'll give you one more bit of bad COVID news so far in terms of bowl games.
Yeah, try to bring me down before the holidays. That's great. That's great. Yeah, just lay it on.
I'm not trying to bring you down. This is, you could say this is good or it's bad, whatever. Now, we know that Miami has had some issues when it comes to their program.
Okay.
And the Sun Bowl, they're going to, of course, supposed to take on Washington State.
Here we go.
In that game. The situation with them now is they're going to wait until really the day before the game to show up. So normally the teams get there, like a week before. They do all the, all the events. They practice down there, et cetera. Because of the COVID situation with Miami, here it is. They're now going to arrive on Thursday. Washington State will still arrive on schedule. But Miami will arrive the day before, Thursday, December 30th, to play the game on Friday the 31st. So they're going to try to keep get as many people or many players as they can on the non-COVID side before they get on the plane and head to El Paso to take on Washington State. So that's not
great.
Listen, the kids are going to miss out on the whole week of fun down there.
That's all right.
In Texas, okay. But they'll still play the game.
Well, listen, as long as we kick off this Sun Bowl, that's all I care about right now.
You can't. Don't take the Sun Bowl from Lisi.
Don't take the Sun. You took it away from me last year, okay? And ruined my whole holiday spirit, all right? Because that goes hand in hand in terms of New Year's and an early kick in Texas El Paso with the Rolling Hills, okay? I remember almost every Sun Bowl. I'll go through them. I mean, 2006, Matt Moore, Oregon State, Evanston Bernard in Missouri. I mean, that with Gary Pinkle, I went down to a two-point conversion. 1999 with Thomas Tepe in Minnesota going toe-to-toe on a last-second field goal with Oregon. What a matchup. That was unbelievable. How about Utah, Georgia Tech? We've had some great shooters. Arizona State, Duke not too long ago. It's almost an automatic over. And then that puke Pat Narduzzi at Pitt played in the Sun Bowl 6-3. I mean, the game was one of the most pathetic Sun Bowls I've ever seen. And that's one of the reasons why I can't stand Narduzzi.
He holding the grudge with Narduzzi for the 6-3 Sun Bowl game. 6-3
Sun Bowl. It's like terrible. It's like, oh my God. It was like 6-3. I'm like, field goal.
You might not get Miami there, but maybe you'll get Illinois down there to take on Washington State at the Sun Bowl. You don't care as long as there's teams on the field,
no,
right?
No, but it has to look good on the screen, and
So Illinois, they can't bring the Orange Crush down there. It's no good. Can't bring Illinois with the blue and the orange. No good.
All right, if I'm the Sun Bowl coordinator, here's what I want. I want Washington State to go back to the old unis, Tim Rosenbach. All right, what was that when they faced off against Michigan, right? When 1997, Woodson, right. Was that right? And Ryan Leaf?
Probably.
No, Rosenbach. Well, yeah, Ryan Leaf and the...
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
I want burgundy pant with gray shirts.
Show picking the uniform.
And a burgundy helmet. And then I want Miami in the green pant and the white jersey. Or the all green.
Washington State now -1 because of Miami's COVID issues also in that game. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back. Check on some of these lines for these games. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. It is good to have you with us. Also last night, Joe, did you see, and I think I might have sent this to you or not, I'm not sure. Nice job. Wyoming wins that Idaho Potato Bowl, and then everybody basically flees campus. I mean, Levi Williams, see ya, transfer portal. The receiver, Isaiah Nair, see ya, out of here, leading receiver. Everybody, the big win out at the Potato Bowl, and everybody, Levi's like, look at me, I ran for 200 yards and 5 touchdowns. My stock is high. I'm going to go see if I can get out of Wyoming.
I know. It's like I'm the Josh Allen 2.0 now. Here we go. Levi Williams, are we serious? This is the state of football. You played Kent State that couldn't stop a high school team. Are we serious right now? Unbelievable. It's amazing. There is no loyalty to a program. Obviously, it's just got to get yours. Got to get mine.
That's all about.
I'm going to be like everybody else. Got to get mine. I need my fill with the Sun Bowl. Get mine. I don't care. You know what? Get mine.
And because there wasn't enough quarterbacks in the transfer portal, Missouri quarterback Connor Bazelak had to go in too, and that was probably after he watched Brady Cook light it up for Missouri last night.
Well, that's what it is too, right? Remember what Al Pacino said in any given Sunday, right?
Yeah,
you got to feel the fire in your belly. Nobody wants to compete. The kid Cook steps up. If you believe in your skill set, and I'm Connor Bazelak, I fight hard in spring ball. Right, I fight hard. Yeah. I'm gonna man up. I'm gonna gun it out. I'm gonna beat this kid. No. Gotta lay up like tin cup. Can't have competition. Gotta go Glass Joe. Gotta go where I can. I know I can start where the pressure's off. There are no expectations, so I could just waltz in. And if I lose a couple games, hey, it's all right because I gotta get mine.
Joe, I think this is the most fired up Joe's ever been around.
I can't. I mean,
there's a lot of things.
What is the state of college football?
There's a lot of things firing Joe up here. There's a lot of things.
These guys don't
want to
compete. They don't want to tackle. They don't want to
play. They don't want to play, period. Nobody wants to play. Everybody's got to get mine, Joe. It's about that check.
I tell you what. When we can start paying NIL money to guys that could play EA Sports Madden, they'll do that. That's better. You won't no wear and tear on your. And I'm sure with esports, we'll pay a couple of kids. Guy, play yourself on EA Sports 2014 NCAA 14. The game's coming back out on 2023. You don't risk any injury. We'll give you $500 a week to Dunkin' Donuts or something. I mean, come on. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. You know?
Oh, Joe is not happy.
I mean, De'Ara King, right? All the money that went to these NIL outside of Bryce Young is wasted money because these kids didn't step up this year.
And it's funny you brought that up. I wasn't going to bring this up today, but, you know, Quinn Ewers went back to Texas, right, after he robbed whoever he robbed at Ohio State for that NIL deal he got there.
Right.
This kid hasn't played a snap yet, Joe. And I saw a tweet this morning or last night about how, you know, he's got another NIL deal now where he's charging like $500 an autograph. The kid hasn't played a snap yet. Like, and he's already on his second school. Like, this is
wild,
man.
You know what?
This kid better be good, Joe. This kid better be good when he plays.
You know what? I'm so amped up. But if I'm like a scout team guy and it's like walkthrough or something, just light him up.
Take a shot at him? You want to take a pop?
Blindside him, helmet coming off.
You
want to
take a pop at the kid, huh?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, this kid,
here it is.
I mean, he leaves grade school early, right? He leaves high school early to go to Ohio State. Now we're going to have grade school. We're going to have some seventh grader.
Here you go. Here's your prices. You know. $125 for a signature on a photo or a mini helmet. $160 on a full-size helmet or a jersey. $40 per inscription. That's for Quinn Ewers, who has still yet to take a snap.
You know what I would do if I was the head coach? I'd buy a couple of helmets, and I'd say, if I'm Sark, right, I'm sure they're rolling out the red carpet for Quinn over in Austin.
Of course.
Right? They need all the help they could get. If I was Sark, I'd buy a couple of helmets. I'd wear a nice heeled shoe, step on it, crack it in about 50 million pieces. You want to play on this team? You need to perform, buddy. You're not getting anything handed to you.
Now, Texas was a 5-7 team. Maybe if we can get enough teams out due to COVID, we can get Texas on the list, and then we could, they can maybe Stark could put Quinn Ewers in the bowl game.
Yeah,
get him in there. Hook him in there. Hook him.
Hook him. Right.
Get the 5-7 well, Longhorns in there.
You won a bowl game. This is getting pathetic. This is really.
Joe is not happy.
I am not. These guys.
Do you remember back in the day, Joe? You never had to talk about things like this. I mean,
no.
I know. I'm not talking even about COVID. Just in general, just kids not playing in games or kids transferring during games after, like a minute after the game ends. Levi Williams chopped. I'm out of here, coach. Get the fries. Aren't even cold yet on the ground there at the blue turf. Levi Williams already looking at the agent in the stands. Let's go.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Come on.
We got to jump to a power five. Let's go.
You know what's great? You know how sick I am, right? Somebody in the Twitter world, we're bringing up the great movie, The Program, about college football.
Oh,
one of the best college football.
Great film.
1993 with Omar Epps, right?
Love that
movie. And the whole basis of that movie is the team doesn't live up to expectations, but they find a way to gut themselves into a bowl game, right? Mac gets hurt. And Lattimore, he's off the juice. Omar Epps, he's fighting. Halle Berry's in it, right? And come on, Joe. There's 10 other guys waiting for you over there. All right, let's put the women and children to bed and let's go for dinner.
That's
right?
a good film.
Joe Kane, what a movie.
James Caan.
What a movie. Oh, James Caan, right? I mean, I have to admit, he played it a little over the top, James.
Oh, really? You didn't like Caan in the program, huh?
He played it a little with the mannerisms.
Well, look,
I mean, like,
there was
like
two,
a little.
There was two movies that came out about college athletics right at the same time, and both were, who was more over the top? Was it Caan in The Program, or was it Nolte in Blue Chips? Who was more over the top? You saw in Blue Chips, right?
That's obviously had to do more with basketball.
College athletics. So one's basketball,
yes.
One's football, but both coaches obviously a little over the top in both movies.
I would say Caan, just because Caan's got the eyes, it's like, hey, James, calm down with the eyes.
And
right?
He's just
like,
typical.
He couldn't move
coach.
His
he's
face
like,
from
all. I don't want to hear
him stitched. James Caan's face is stitched with two staples on each and every cheek. He can't even smile
and he was a typical big time college football coach. He'd be like, if there's a problem, sweep it under the rug, man. I don't want to hear about it. I'm just here to coach football games.
I loved about that movie, not to go, is that, you know, as opposed to like some of the other great college athletic movies, they utilize this, like Michigan, Georgia Tech,
right,
they played real schools. Iowa, right. that when that game where Alvin Mack gets hurt, I was in the black unis. It's almost like they were doing like Florida State, right? You know, with Bobby, the late Bobby Bowden, but still, I don't care. Like at the end of the day, Iowa, where Mack gets hurt, that looks so good on the screen. Are you kidding me? Come on, Joe Kane.
Joe, all in.
And they play, and I don't know if you know this, but the stadium was William Bryce in South Carolina. That's where they filmed that whole thing.
Yes. No. That they did. They did a nice job of the movie. I know some people don't like
great.
It, but I thought it was a good
film. I love
that
movie. I watched the whole thing about a day on YouTube.
Joe ramps it up, man.
Lattimore.
Did they give you any, I want to see if they gave you any props for tonight, Joe.
I'm on Emory Jones over 218 and a hook.
Ooh, are you? So 218 and a hook for Emory Jones.
Yep.
What else do they have in this game? Did they give me
They have Mikey Keene, 209.5. They have Emory Jones rushing total, which I think is high, 53.5. They
down
didn't put up Isaiah
already.
Bowser.
Down to 51 already, Jones. So it's gone down a couple yards since you last saw it. And by the way, I'll give you a little update here. The Mean Green now 1.5. We're moving towards.
You know what that is? You know what
What's
that is?
What's that, Joe?
Sharp.
The sharp money is
the
in.
You know what? The sharps want to play? No, I'm still showing Miami 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it was 2.5 about 2 hours ago. I mean, it was 2.5.
That's sharp.
It's gone down. It was three days ago. So this thing continues to roll towards the Mean Green of North Texas, who finished the year very strong.
I love Miami O here. Do I pull the trigger on Brett Gabbert and Miami O?
I'm saying, do we have any, got any props for Gabbert? What do we have for
291.5.
Man, that's
now, he threw for over 300 his last game. I mean, he went on a heater towards the end of the game there, the season. I can only look Miami O. I hate North Texas. I hate the Mean Green. They never won me any money in a bowl game. I was on them a couple of years ago in the New Mexico Bowl. It's like dead money. No matter how good they are, they never live up to expectations in a bowl. Good luck cashing that ticket today. I'm against you.
Oh, I'm against you then. If you got a big problem with North Texas, I'll back them today. So I'm going to back North Texas
today. Feel strong?
I do feel strong. Feel strong.
How about receiving props? Roderick Burns, 58.5. Mac Hippenhammer. Say that five times in a row.
The immortal Mac Hippenhammer. You got Jack Sorensen at 98.5, too.
How many Sorensens are there, by the way?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hammers plus 100 to get a touchdown, too. Ooh. Get Hip and Hammer in there. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We will come back. We have to make picks for tomorrow's game. That's right, Christmas Eve in Hawaii. We talk about it next on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. So, Joe, we usually make our picks the day before. So, today we'll pick the Hawaii Bowl tomorrow night out there. Not at Aloha Stadium, which I know bothers you to no end that they don't play this game in the Big House anymore. They now play it in the Clarence T.C. Ching Athletic Complex in Honolulu, which you say is looks like basically the Lombardi rest stop off the side of the New Jersey Turnpike. That's basically what you think that stadium looks like.
Yes, exactly. You know, the
university spent a lot of money building that brand new facility on campus, and Joe says no good. You did a bad job. So.
Looks absolutely horrible. I'm telling you, I see box trucks. I can't. Whenever they show like the overlay. All I do is I zone right in on the freeway. I can't even look anything else. The play's going on, and I'm like looking at the cars go on in the background. It's like amazing. Yeah, I hate it. I can't stand it. And games have traditionally gone to the under there. That, you know, San Jose State, Hawaii was under, but this is like it's the Aloha Hawaii Bowl, right? Yeah, it's like I'm gonna be away. And I need this game to come in. I'm closing my eyes. It's an automatic over. I'm taking the over with Memphis and the crew. I expect Hennigan and the crew to move the football. But I don't love a side as much as I like the over 56 and a hook.
Well, look, we have to remember something else that's going on here, Joe. I mean, this isn't just there's a major situation that came up a couple weeks ago at Hawaii where I don't know where the head's going to be at. I don't even know who's playing in this game for them. If you remember, all the kids got basically on social media. They had a Twitter space all basically, you know, reaming out, you know, the program. You had the quarterback, the running back. I mean, Cordero goes in the transfer portal. Day-Day Hunter goes in the transfer portal. There's just a lot of guys jumping ship, basically saying that Todd Graham is no good. We don't like Graham out here in Hawaii, and they're not going to get rid of him because the buyout is too big. So that's why the players are all jumping off. He had been verbally abusive, calling players worthless and other negative terms that the leader of the program should not be using. So I don't know what to expect here in this game, Joe, because normally when I see Hawaii at home, bowl game or not, getting points, I am all in push the chips because it's usually a very good spot for them. People sleep on Hawaii. It's usually midnight. No, you know, Hawaii stinks, blah, blah, blah. They're getting 8 points here. But, Joe, all these stories in the past few weeks about their football program and their players all wanting the hell out of there, that makes it very difficult for me to back Hawaii here on Christmas Eve. Very difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I like Memphis too a little bit. What I don't like is when you have a freshman quarterback, Hennigan. Obviously, he's not a freshman anymore playing throughout the season. He's had a couple of weeks of preparation, but I still don't like freshman quarterbacks in a bowl game. But I would lean Memphis here. They have the more balanced offense. Ryan Silverfield, I still buy in. I think he's a good coach. So I lean Memphis. But, you know, that obviously if you have kids out there and they're not motivated, that's why I like the over two, because we could see chunk plays. There's nothing better, by the way, than when you have a running play that's blocked to perfection. You get a hat on a hat off tackle and you just see the running back weave through. It's like beautiful. It's like almost like people like to watch, you know, movies and listen to music and, you know, go to museums and look at a Picasso. I like watching a nice off-tackle run where everything is blocked to perfection on multiple levels.
Hawaii will be without several key players no longer with the team since the win at Wyoming on November 27th. Cordero transferred to San Jose State. Day-Day Hunter transferred to Liberty. Defensive back Cameron Lockridge transferred to South Alabama. Another defensive back had a medical retirement, Kenshiro. Freshman Braden Schrager is expected to make his fourth career start at quarterback for Hawaii. So you have two freshmen, basically, at quarterback. So let's look at this from a total standpoint, Joe, because I don't know what to do with the side. I can't trust Hawaii, and Memphis is hard to trust as well. They burned me a couple times this year, especially when they went to Philadelphia and they laid an egg against Temple. That game bothers me, and it still sticks in my craw. So 56.5, Joe, with a couple freshman quarterbacks playing out in Hawaii. And look, Hennigan's played a lot this year. So, you know, even though he's a freshman, at least he's got some experience. The other kid's only making his fourth start. What do you want to do with the total?
I'm taking the over. Again, I'm looking at the field right now. This is their home field.
Here's what I'm worried about, Joe, and I want to take the over in all these games too. Like, eventually the worm's going to turn here, man. Like, I don't know if it started last night. That game finally you finally get an under with Army and Missouri. Like, we've had so many overs here in the first week.
Here's the thing.
The unders are coming.
Here's the thing, Carver, outside of what's going on with Graham, and I just went to the Star Advertiser. This is in Honolulu.
Right,
12:05 a.m. on December 22nd. This was posted. 19 players still on the COVID list for Hawaii.
So there's another problem. So now we're looking at even more. And this is something, Joe, that won't be official. We talked about this yesterday. That's a situation where you don't know the officials on that until an hour before the game. This isn't like the NFL.
Here we go. It says Hawaii Bowl still scheduled.
So there's a chance the game could get whacked? Is that what you're telling me, Joe?
You can't do this.
I don't want to talk to family on Christmas Eve. Come on. I want to watch Hawaii
and
Memphis.
This is great. This is what keeps us going into Christmas.
This is the only sporting event on Friday night is this bowl game. I cannot have this.
I have to have the milk with cookies, even though I don't eat carbs.
Hey, Graham. Graham's a great recruiter. Go out and get some kids for the game tomorrow night, Todd. Go ahead. Go pick up a couple bodies, a couple kids.
I guarantee you, Todd Graham wants to play. Graham is hitchhiking on the freeway looking for players.
And listen, it's hard to fly people out there. That's a long plane ride. So we need to get somebody on the islands already. Hawaii in trouble with the COVID.
It says has learned undisclosed number of players and staff are in 10-day quarantine.
Well, they would have – look, I have to believe, Joe, as we're sitting here the day before, I have to believe that if it was that bad of a situation where they didn't think they would have enough people to play, like Jimbo with Texas A&M, they would have pulled the cord already.
I agree. I mean, I'm looking at the field right now. They built this.
They built this field.
This field looks terrible.
Can they wear the throwbacks tomorrow night? Can we wear the old Rainbow Warrior throwbacks?
What?
With the
Timmy Chang?
Yeah, you know what
Cole
uniforms
Brennan,
I'm
the
talking
late Cole
about.
Brennan unis? You want those?
No, even further back. I want to go back to like the 80s.
Oh, with
90s.
The actual rainbow,
yes.
like where they played Michigan. Remember when they played Michigan in 1986?
I want those throwbacks. Can we get those on them? You're usually the uniform guy here. I usually don't like to do this.
It would have to be played in the old stadium.
Well, maybe that'll be something that will bring some life to the new stadium if they wore those uniforms.
First of all, did you see how high the stadium is? There's no fans. It's like a high school environment.
Well, they're in the middle of nowhere. They're out in Hawaii, Joe. I mean, what do you want here? It's hard for teams to come and travel and visiting fans to come and see them. They're really just their own students and people out there.
They can't build a full stadium? They can't build a full stadium? We have this athletic complex that looks like it's part of the YMCA? I mean... I'm just saying, like, you know, it's a major college program. It's not like we haven't seen pros coming through Hawaii. I mean, come on now.
Make your official pick for the game, Joe.
Over.
You're taking the over 56.5.
I'm going into the fire. I see the hot coals. I already mentally prepared for the over, and nothing's going to set me off. 10 players, 20 players on the COVID list. I'm walking through the coals. I'm walking through the fire, and the fact that it's 56.5 doesn't scare me. Put it up to 60, alternate spread. I'm taking the over.
The alt spread for Lisi. Memphis and Hawaii, over 60. I'm going to take Memphis, Joe. I'm going to take Memphis. I'm going to lead.
You laid up like tin cup.
I am. Well, you want to know why? I got a little lead on you here. I'm 7-5 so far. You're 5-7. I got a little 2-game lead here. I'm trying to nurse myself to the big games in the next week. I'm trying to just get there with a little lead, and then I can really, you know, attack you at the knees next week when we get 4 or 5 games a day.
So,
I can really go after you.
So you're holding some horse, is what you're saying.
I am. I don't want to take a risky. I want my risky plays to be next week. When we have the bigger games with the bigger teams. I don't want to go out on a limb here in this dopey Memphis-Hawaii game on Christmas Eve. Now, I'm going to be very involved in this game. I'm going to be very involved because there's nothing else going on. Now, I've got some family obligations in the first half. I'll probably be wrapping presents in the second half. I'll have the game on the entire night. So there's going to be probably some in-game opportunities for me as well in this game. We're very excited for Memphis and Hawaii. I'm taking Memphis -8. Joe's got Memphis and Hawaii over the 56.5. And tomorrow, Joe, maybe we'll get some Hennigan props.
I hope we get some props because it's the only game in town, and I'm going to have to put them in before my trip. So, obviously, that's not good.
Well, you got to get all the weekend action in before the trip then. I mean, let's talk about these travel plans. What time is your flight on Saturday?
Midday.
And you got to get the Camellia Bowl in too before you take
off. Yes, I got to get them all in. I like
Ball State and Georgia State in.
Yeah, I like Ball State. I like the two MAC teams remaining.
I like Ball State too, Joe. I do like Ball State.
I know.
We'll pick that game tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to pick the Camellia Bowl and the two games on Monday, which is Nevada, Western Michigan in the Quick Lane, and BC and East Carolina. That's got like an armed forces name to it as well. What's that? What's the BC to East Carolina game? The Military Bowl. Apologies. Military Bowl is that game. So we'll pick all three of those games on tomorrow's show, Joe. Get us ready for the weekend. But you got to put those plays in before the flight. And the NFL plays, too.
Yeah, don't remind me, Carver.
You got a lot to do tomorrow. You got to forget worrying about packing or how you're getting to the airport or if your flight's going to leave on time. Crazy holiday travel. Your biggest concern this weekend is getting all your plays in before you go to a state that doesn't have betting.
True. You're absolutely right. You could not have broken that. You were like John Madden,
when you're watching these games on Saturday night and Sunday, you're not even going to have the opportunity to in-game them. You're just going to be out to dry with whatever plays
like
you made before you left.
It's like being in the in solitary for like 15 days. It's like here's your fate, and now just accept it because you know.
They had the bowl specials had up that same deal from the other day for today's games. They had like the four teams who would score the most points, what game would have the most points.
Do they have it up now?
No, they took them down.
What are they doing to us?
Maybe somebody, maybe there's probably a COVID issue somewhere. Maybe somebody's not playing. I mean, what? That's
don't say
what,
that.
They took everything off the board. They took all the bowl specials off the board for today.
Everything's off the board. It's like, really, I mean, the Grinch is in town. It's incredible. It's like, really, let's just Grinch it up over the next 2 days, 3 days. Let's just Grinch it up. Let's just, you know.
Just a recap for today. Me and you are heads up on both games. I like North Texas. You like Miami of Ohio. I like UCF tonight. You like the Gators and Emory Jones.
Correct. Yep.
So that's what
and
we
I'm
have.
And I'm on Emory Jones old.
I'm excited for that Gasparilla Bowl, Joe. That's going to be
me
fun,
too.
I think. Fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
It should be. Should be. It should college be amped up.
Yes. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We come back. We'll wrap it up right here on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joe's got, I mean, listen, you hear Joe off the air. He goes after people. And
I
he really
care.
Does. He goes after people. He doesn't That's care.
It.
If you cross Lisi... Or you That's even it. Looked at him the wrong way. He's looking to take you down. Take you down. He
That's
loves
it.
Hearing all the sharps on Air Force coming up on Tuesday.
That's it.
He
all
loves hearing it. All the sharps are on Air Force on Tuesday.
Right. Can't wait for that game. I can't
this Air Force
wait
game,
game.
I mean, your entire holiday season hinges on this Air Force Louisville
yes,
game.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you're already in a bad enough mood at bowl season because of what's
yes.
going on here, and you don't like how the players are, what they're doing. You don't like the COVID bothers you. You know it's tough. It is what it is, but I know it bothers Joe Lisi, and now he knows that the sharps are on Air Force coming up on Tuesday.
Good. So. Good. I want to ram it so bad. You have no. I'm going to ram it right up there.
Oh boy.
Let's go.
They did put the Alabama Cincinnati game back on the board yesterday after the big Bill O'Brien and St. Doug Marone news, and it's still up at 14. Well, he's St. Doug. I mean, that's what
talk
he calls
about,
himself.
Talk about crossing Carver, right? You cross Carver, it's the same thing.
Saint
you got
Doug.
A dartboard with Doug Marone's face on it.
And let me tell you what else. I think that this LSU-Kansas State game, I think it moves another half point every day when another LSU player decides he's not playing. It's at 3.5 now. This thing could get to 7 or 8 by the time the game kicks off on January 4th.
Please tell me, is Ty Davis Price still playing?
No,
because at
no.
the end, as long as Ty Davis Price plays, I'm back in the Tigers. But please, Ty Davis Price,
you're going down with that ship.
Baby.
You're on LSU, baby. Joe, great job as always. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Great stuff from Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good luck. Cash some tickets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
We understand. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No